Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And if you are a new person that maybe hasn't heard the broadcast or not many times, I just thank you for joining us. And my heart's cry, my heart's prayer is for all who would listen through the radio broadcasts and also the ministry of correspondence that we've had since Brother Glass started the ministry in 1965. It is meant to encourage and to inspire and to strengthen you in your walk with God. And so I spend very little time inviting you to write or share your prayer needs, but let me just say this, as I have every once in a while, that if the Spirit of God is moving on your heart, and you may not even have, you know, tremendously heavy burdens or needs at this point in time, if He's moving on you, then He has a reason for doing it. You may not know, I may not know, but God is not without purpose. And if there's that slight prompting that, yeah, you've listened a long time, maybe you should write, well, then He has a reason for doing it. So I just ask you to obey Him. I have learned that sometimes the slightest, most gentle prompting is the Spirit of God to direct me. You know, He doesn't want to hit us over the head. Sometimes we wish He would. But the Spirit of, you know, what did Elijah say? The still small voice, right? It wasn't in the storm. It wasn't in the earthquake. It wasn't in the wind. The still small voice. So if at any point in time you sense that, then He has a reason for doing it. But before we get into the Word of God, I would like to share a poem, and I have do this very, very rarely. I mean, it's been years, I think, since I've done it. But it's really a prophetic poem. And the scripture basis for it is found in Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse 4, where the Lord says, "I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." And this particular poem is written by J. Danson Smith, but it has a message that I feel really speaks to the spiritual condition of many of us at this point in time. We have been hurt and disappointed by circumstances, by people, by situations, and sometimes you say, "Lord, why did you let that happen?" Well, this lovely poem, this beautiful poem, which I'm about to share with you, will give an answer to that. Okay, here we go. "Unto myself, my dear child, I would bring thee. Who like myself thy sure solace can be? Who can reach down, down so deeply within thee? Give to thy heart such full sympathy. Mournest thou sore that thy loved ones have failed thee? Failed, sadly failed, thy true comfort to be. Why did they fail, dost thou ask? Let me whisper that thou shouldest find thy heart's comfort in me. Unto myself, ah no, not unto others, dearest or sweetest or fairest or best, only in me lieth unchanging solace. Only in me is thy promise of rest. Child of my love, to myself would I bring thee, not to some place of most heavenly bliss. Places, like people, may all disappoint thee, till thou hast learned to drink higher than this. unto myself, dear child, I would bring thee. None like myself thy full portion can be, while in my heart there is hunger and longing, that I might find choicest treasure in thee. Unto myself, not my service, then to most sweetly and certainly prove that I can make thee my channel of blessing, use thee to shed forth the wealth of my love. Praise God. That was a poem I've shared by J. Danson Smith. Praise God. All right, beloved, let's get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Bless now your Word and open up new vistas of faith and hope and expectation in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Well, beloved, that is the scripture I'm going to share with you, Colossians 2, 6 to 10. It says, you are complete in him. Verse 6 declares, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. Now let's look at Colossians, the fourth chapter, and let me read verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. When you compare these two verses, it seems that there may be a contradiction. In Colossians 2:10, Paul states, ye are complete in him. And then in Colossians 4:12, this dear servant of God is praying that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Paul says, ye are complete in him. Epaphras says, I'm praying for you to be complete in all the will of God. So, beloved, which are we to believe? Well, the proper way to interpret that is both of them. Both statements are correct. On the one hand, the Apostle Paul is assuring the Colossian Christians that they are already complete in Christ. And yet, we see Epaphras was praying for them that they might become complete. Both statements are correct, beloved, because Paul's statement refers to our standing as far as the Lord is concerned and God's work in our lives is concerned. Basically, from God's divine viewpoint, Jesus paid it all. He finished the work. There was nothing left incomplete. But Epaphras' statement concerns our state, or our condition, if you will, as Christians in this world. We are complete in Christ, the scriptures say. Yet multitudes are anything but complete in terms of their experience in their condition. And the Lord wants this to change. We have been given everything we need to be complete in Christ. Man's thinking, his reasons become complete in order to be complete. But God's statement is, we are complete. Therefore, become complete. There's not just semantics here, but man says, I will be saintly by doing saintly things. And God states, you are a saint of God. Therefore, become one. Romans 1 and 7 says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you, and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. These two words, to be if you have the King James, you may notice those two words are in italics, which means they were added by the translators to enhance not only the meaning, but the way the words would flow together. But the original says, beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace. In other words, it's a done deal. You are, regardless of how you feel, beloved today, you are a saint of God. So often, dependent on our religious upbringing, if we've been in denominational churches, there are those that are called, quote, saints, historical figures that have, you know, lived centuries ago. But beloved, according to the Word of God, we are all saints. So I have more to share with you, but I think I'd better bring this broadcast to a close, and I do want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you and we thank you, Lord, that so often because of things we've experienced, the hurts, Lord, our spiritual self-esteem, our personal self-esteem many times is attacked by the work of the enemy. And Lord, I know by the Spirit of God, a word of knowledge you're giving me, there are those who feel that they have been they've been put down and verbally abused by others. And Father, I reject and I take authority over this lack of self-esteem, the lack of self-confidence, the work of the enemy that has come against them to just tear them down. Father, we are not to think more highly of ourselves as we ought, but Lord, we are. These children of yours are the redeemed of the Lord, and so I rebuke lies and deception. And Father, I pray now that you begin a healing work, pour in the balm of Gilead, and Lord, just dilute and remove the effect of ungodly, unkind words that have been spoken to them, some even in childhood. And Father, bring them forth into resurrection life, the knowledge of who they are in you. They've been redeemed. And you are doing a work, Lord, that will bring them into perfection. God, you said in your word, you will perfect that which concerns us. And certainly our spiritual walk is something you will perfect as we submit and acknowledge your lordship in our lives. Amen and amen. Well, my time's gone, and I'll bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll see what the Lord has for us next time we're together. Until then, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.